Matty Kamani is about to fill the void wonderfully for us. Matty Kamani's been having an amazing stretch of late. I've got his figures here. He's had four or five winners in the last 10 or 11 starters. And we did set Kamani a little bit of homework as well. We had a musical interlude yesterday with Pink Floyd that went down extremely well with our listeners. So we've decided that most of our guests, we're going to ask them for their favourite song and play a little bit of a snippet from it. So this is what Matty Kamani requested. I'm into it. It's Dave Brubeck's Take Five. And when Matty texted me, this is the one I want, I thought, oh, what is that? And then the familiarity of it just sort of sweeps over you. How are you, Matty?
Good, thanks, buddy. How are you?
And your comment was a classic and good for the early mornings and late evenings. So a very versatile little number.
Yeah, it is. Sorry, actually, hearing it when I was saying sounds pretentious, but it is an absolute classic and it's completely timeless. And it's also one of the jazz greats. I think it was one of the best-selling ever jazz singles. And I don't really like jazz, funny enough, but I think this one's a very easy listen and a very clever song, actually, the way it's put together.
You know what I couldn't stop doing when it was playing? My foot tapped it by itself without me even trying to do it. I couldn't stop my foot from tapping, so it's certainly contagious. Well, that was lovely. It almost sounds a bit celebratory as well, and you've got every reason to celebrate. You're having a really good run at the moment.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's always good when things are coming together nicely, but form is up and down, and you certainly try and enjoy the highs because, you know, at some point they're going to stop winning and they'll reach a bit of a level, but luckily they can come back again, and so it's certainly fun and enjoyable when it's going well.
These things don't happen by accident, though. The stable, do you feel there's a bit of rhythm about the place at the moment?
Yes, I suppose it does feel like that, and you get a little bit overconfident when things are going well, but the horses seem to sort of justify that confidence. They really come together nicely, but it's a funny thing for them. I don't know whether it's just chance, really, that they all come and click together at the same time, or whether the stable's, you know, done anything particularly different, or you've got a good batch of feed or anything like that, but it does certainly seem to come in waves. When we probably all prefer it to be much more consistent and a sort of flattened curve, if you like to use current terminology, throughout the year rather than in peaks and troughs.
That might become part of the lingo for everything, flattening the curve, mightn't it? Every stable, even one that's going red hot like you at the moment, loves a signature shop window horse, and I wonder whether you might be walking to Quay Quay's box every morning and wondering if this might be that horse.
Yeah, God, I hope so. Someone misquoted me the other day saying he's the best horse I've ever had. Well, he's not yet. I mean, he certainly is in terms of prize money, but he's really still got to prove himself against the wider population of two-year-olds. He's only won a maiden and a restricted race. So there's still a bit of a question mark about him, but particularly as he's a horse that doesn't really give you a huge amount on the gallops at home. But you can't argue with the way he's won his races and the times he's done it in. He looks an impressive horse, and hopefully one that will improve with both distance and time.
What you want is the little things like the form around you to hold up. That was a spectacular win in the showdown at Caulfield, worth all that money to come from so far back. And the form around him's all right at the moment, which is encouraging, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not too bad. I think the second horse went for a break, though, but some of the other horses have come out and done well, and I think that his race at the Chukas were turning out okay as well. So it's definitely encouraging, but you know, it's always a bit of a question mark knowing whether you've got a bit of an early two-year-old that's perhaps just a little that step more mature than other horses and goes well at two, but by the time he gets to three and some of his classmates get bigger and stronger and just come past him, you know, it's difficult to know, but he seems like a horse that has got a bit of longevity about him. He's got a very light action, very sort of floaty type, and not over heavy either. So Federer than Nadal, and I hope that gives him some longevity. If he can continue to improve into his 3-year-old year, You know, I think he could be quite special.
Oh, so he's elegant. All right, like Federer. And the way you described him and the turf on tones that I've seen have often been good wet trackers. We're going to have a wettish track at Flemington. It feels like you're not worried about that.
Well, no, mainly because he's won on a wet track at Echuca. He seems to handle it very well. He's got a good action. I don't know, sometimes you can make a case for any kind of action to go on the heavy track, but he's neither a sort of big, heavy, plodding horse, nor too light, a small, little horse with a neat little action that you think might not go through it. I think he'll be comfortable, particularly at Flemington, where it's bound to dry up a little bit between now and then, and it's hardly going to be a sort of English-style rural bog track. So I'm sure he won't find a problem there with that.
59.5, hot favourite, Freddie Kersley's Click with him. Little horse, big weight, albeit with a high minimum, but they still physically have to carry it. Is that any niggle with you at all or not?
No, I don't think so. Obviously, the lighter the better. But he's not a small horse, actually. He's actually a decent size, but he's not heavy. So he's well-balanced, and I think that's key. And, I hope that the weight's not going to be too much of a problem. Obviously, makes it a little bit harder for him than the others. Gives them a bit of an advantage over us, but hopefully he's got the ability to carry it.
What about Rotten Sasko, the quaddy crusher from Warrnambool in race one?
Poor Sasko, I think he's got a bit of a bad rap. Everyone hates the poor old boy. When actually he's a lovable old character. Really unique horse. I think the market, the price, his price, reflects the kind of horse he is or where he's at in his career. He's pretty exposed. The handicap has got a good hold of him. He's unlikely, unfortunately, to sort of suddenly improve. But if race goes his way and we can get a clever ride from Michael Poy, claiming a little bit of weight off his back, and if he can get to the front and be allowed to stroll along at his own tempo, he can certainly nick the odd race, and I'm hoping that's what we can do on Saturday. But it is a competitive race, and he's gone up the handicap a little bit since his win at Warrnambool.
Flandersteen is the in the last leg of our early quaddy. Do we put him in the quaddy?
Flanders Rain. Yeah, was that a tip of the tongue, or you've gone Germanic on it?
I haven't got my reading glasses, and it looked like a German name to me, but now that I look at it, it's Flanders Rain, yeah. I thought it was Flanderstein.
No, she's going very well. She is a small little filly, but very tough and courageous. We've been wanting to step her up to 2,000 for some time now. I just wanted, because I do have a bit of a question mark as to whether she gets it or not. She's a three-quarter sister to Manhattan Rain, who's a bit of a question mark himself as to whether he really likes 2,000. And so I wanted to try the quick backup, which is not something I usually do, but it would pretty much guarantee in my mind that she's fit enough. And she's been building her last couple of races, like she'll really stay the 2,000. Unfortunately, she cannot draw a gate, but I'm hoping that that's less important now over this distance.